Increasing through the day, those high thin type clouds start up the cloudiness and becomes mostly overcast in the afternoon and evening tomorrow. The rain should hold off though. In the morning, 58 to the mid 60s. In the afternoon, in the mid 70s. Spotty afternoon showers late in the day tomorrow. Scattered tomorrow night, and then likely overnight Friday night. Rounds of showers, possibly a thunderstorm in the mix. Showers taper off and end mostly for the afternoon, with a high into the middle 70s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. The pumpkin patch is back at St. Mark's Pumpkin Patch. Through the 31st, pumpkins of all sizes, St. Mark's homemade pumpkin bread, and more. There's no admission fee. Prices are still 60 cents per pound. Monday through Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sundays, 12 noon to 6 p.m. Profits are shared with the Navajo Indians of New Mexico and support St. Mark's Ministries. At St. Mark's Episcopal's Pumpkin Patch, 3245 Manhattan Boulevard, Harvey. For more info, 504-858-0911.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
And we have a great show for you today, so let's get started. Dave, you got those COVID stats?
Well, of course. And have you seen the politicians on TV? And they say, oh, we need to start immunizing more and more and more children. Okay, ladies and gentlemen out there in Radio Land, go to libertyorlockdown.live and click on the More tab. You will see for the state of Louisiana and for Orleans and for Jefferson, there's a tab for each one of them individually where you can pull up what's the latest positive testing rate and the latest death rate for Orleans, Jefferson, and the state of Louisiana. So the Orleans Parish 2 week death rate right now is about, 2.80 positive tests per 100,000 people. So there's about 391,000 people in Orleans Parish. The average number of positive tests per day is about 14. And I was putting the statistics every single day, but the state of Louisiana has recognized, this is over. They don't even release stats every day. Now they only release stats every Wednesday. So the graphs are going to look a little jumpy from now on, but I do have the graphs on libertyorlockdown.live, the More tab, and you can see. So in Orleans Parish, the number of positive tests per day is about 2.80 per 100,000 people, which is not a whole lot. Jefferson Parish has about, Louisiana has 2 per 100,000. So in the entire state of Louisiana, in the last 2 weeks, there's been less than 1,000 positive tests out of 4.67 million people. And, of course, the politicians still say, oh, no, we have to vaccinate children against this terrible, evil thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, how many viral infections have we ever actually cured? A virus is different from a bacteria. Okay, a bacteria you can kill. Well, a virus is just a scrap of DNA with a protein coating around it. And so if you get a cold, let's cure the cold. Now we haven't been able to do that. A cold is a type of coronavirus, as is COVID. So the idea that the politicians have is to eliminate every single case. I don't think that's practical. I don't know if we've ever been able to completely eliminate any viral disease. Bacterial diseases, like the pneumonococcus bacterium. Okay, I think we could probably deal with that And then, other things like that. If there's a bacteria, you can cure it. If it's a virus, you just treat it. You treat the effects. So last week, I had a terrible cough that came on me, and it was with me 8 days. And people say, oh, no, did you get COVID? No. COVID is not the only disease out there. It was some sort of a virus, and it went away after a while. And when you get a viral infection, you treat the symptoms. So I was having trouble coughing, so I treated the coughing. I was having trouble with congestion. I treated the congestion. But you don't say, oh, let me cure this thing. Well, I don't think we have a way to cure viruses to where we have zero cases. But our cases are so low right now that it's amazing. And then if you look at the number of deaths, in Orleans Parish, we're having 0.055 deaths per day per 100,000. So that's 0.055, not even a half a person, a 20th of a person per day per 100,000. In Louisiana, the number of positive, the number of deaths is 0.034 per 100,000. So that's one out of every 30 days. And then in Jefferson Parish, the present number of deaths is 0.00. Ain't nobody dying in Jefferson Parish.
Nope, you know, they're not.
You know, way back when this whole thing started, I got in trouble with a relative, and I said that, you know, it looks to me it's just about as serious as the flu, and this person called me and chewed me up one side, down the other, said, I'm seeing people die every day. Well, she works in palliative care for people that are at the end of their life. It has nothing to do with COVID. And after 2.5 years, I think I was pretty close. It was just about as serious as the flu. So anyway, please go to libertyorlockdown.live, click on those tabs. You'll see it in a graphic format, and you'll see it's over. Orleans, Jefferson, statewide. And so, you know, people keep saying, oh, well, it might flare up again. That's true. Recently, it flared up again a little bit, but not a whole lot. So if it flares up again, I think, here's my prediction for you. Go out and buy your lottery ticket based on my prediction. I think that if it flares up again, it's going to be just a little tiny bit. But the positive test rate and the deaths right now are the lowest they've been since the whole thing started almost 3 years ago.
Yes, that's a long time, almost 3 years ago.
But the politicians say, oh, no, we have to increase vaccinations. And my doctor, I have a checkup coming in every time I go in. He tries to get me to get vaccinated. I'm going to tell him why. I got over a flu. I'm really not worried about this thing that's like a flu. Okay, so that's my little
They're
two cents.
They're never going to stop on this getting people vaccinated
it's
nonsense.
It's an effort to maintain control over the population by keeping us terrified.
And people are falling for it, too.
Yep.
So, you know, we're going through the process of getting back into the system. You know, my son is going to be in eighth grade next year, and we've been homeschooling since we left Stuart Hall School for Boys. 3 years now, Dave, almost 3 years. So it's been wonderful. We've been out of the system, and it's been very nice. It's been relaxed. And today I had to go back and get back in the system, literally.
What system?
Well, you have to have your vaccine cards, and you have to be connected to the pediatrician.
Gotcha.
And you have to be like, there's a system that's connected with all that.
Well, you know, there are a lot of disadvantages to growing old, but there certainly is an advantage. I don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going back into the system, and I didn't really enjoy it. So we'll see where this goes. But yep, my boy's going into eighth grade. We're looking into Catholic high schools. He's checking out Jesuit and Rommel and Brother Martin, and we'll see where he lands. All right. How much time do we have before we go on a break? 2 minutes. Okay, let's go ahead and introduce our studio guest. We have Dan Lux, and he was born into a large Italian family, working-class family in Cumberland. He grew up working in his family's multi-generational restaurant, where he learned the value of a hard day's work and strong conservative principles. Money was tight, but Dan put himself through college, earning a degree in electrical engineering from Northeastern University and MBA studies at Pepperdine. Proud father of two responsible, independent children, Dan is honored to be an American and dedicated to maintaining the purity of what our founding fathers created. He's a truthful conservative and a steadfast voice for Louisiana. A firm believer in American dream, Dan turned his dream into reality when he moved to Los Angeles and became a successful executive in the competitive world of global entertainment. So we're going to go on a quick break, and we will bring in our studio guest, Dan Lux. He's running for Congress in that congressional district 2 against Troy Carter. We'll be right back.
Chicken, chicken, chicken! Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Now is your chance to get rid of those old pants for good. WGSO supports the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Green Light. Grace needs to restock its free clothing closet for the unsheltered with new or gently used menswear. Donations accepted Tuesday and Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. at 1526 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, or anytime at donate.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage, both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do. Do it.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We are not going to take it. And that's why we support good candidates, because we're not taking it anymore. We are tired of this, and we deserve better. Louisiana deserves better. We actually have better. And so we should vote for those better candidates. And we have Dan Lux, who's on the line, and he is one of those candidates that will work hard for the voter and not for himself. Dan, are you there?
Yes, I am. It's so nice to be on the Huck and Dave show. Thank you very much. It's just an honor to have you guys invite me onto your show. You guys do some great work, you know, for the people around here. And Dave, you were talking to my heart when you were going on about the COVID, because there's not enough that's being spoken about on the fraud that's been presented over the last couple of years with COVID. And I just love hearing people bringing that to the public's awareness.
Man, there's so many frogs around here. It could be a swamp. Oh, fraud. Oh, I'm sorry.
Dave does that a lot.
No.
Yeah.
Well, Dan, we actually have someone who told us today that they voted for you.
Well, that's great. So at least I have one.
That's right. I'm sure you have plenty. People are taking the mindset that there's a Republican on the ballot. They're voting for the Republican now.
Yeah, no, it's kind of funny because one of the problems that I faced coming into this this election cycle is so many people throughout the state, even staunch Republicans, have always looked at District 2 as such a Democratic stronghold that they didn't think it was winnable. I mean, it's been around for 130 years. You've had a representative here, and it's only been 2 years out of 130 that it's been held by a Republican. So it's very difficult fundraising. But I've been finding that people are yearning for an option different from what they've had available year after year, decade after decade. They're actually searching me out. So that's very, very helpful for me.
This is good news. So I know that you visited the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans last week, and you gave an excellent presentation. And I'd like to for you to talk about those things that you'd mentioned to us.
Sure. Well, the emphasis of that was really to kind of touch upon a movement that I've seen happening in the United States for quite some time, but it's really beginning to bubble to the surface now. And it's one that's causing a lot of people, I think, great concern, and it has to deal with the decline of our freedoms and our quality of life. And most people, not a day goes by where they don't find themselves just shaking their heads in complete disbelief at some of the nonsense and incompetence that's happening at the hands of career politicians. And a lot of people are wondering, like, why? Why is this happening? And it's only in recent years that it's really becoming accelerated and more acceptable. But it's actually something that's been happening for quite some time, and it really goes all the way back to like the early 60s, back when I was born. And I like to kind of think of it as like a slow drip, where, you know, I like to say that, you know, Our Lady Liberty has an IV of toxic substance in her arm. And if you'll allow me to, I'd like to go back to something that was read into the congressional record back in 1963, in January 10th of 1963. It's from the Naked Communist. And as I go through each one of these, there was 45 points that were read into congressional record. I'm just going to go with 10. But think about how many of these have manifested in the United States since 1963, when virtually none of these had taken root. So the first one is to capture one or both political parties in the United States. We see that that's been happened by the Democratic Party. To get control of the schools and use them as a transmission belt for socialism in current propaganda. Now, you don't see that more than anywhere in the public schools and colleges and universities. Infiltrate the press and get control of book reviews, editorial writings, and policymaking positions. That's taken place. Gain control of key positions in radio, television, and motion picture. I spent 30 years in the entertainment business in Los Angeles. I can attest that has taken place. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and television.
Mm-hmm.
We see that happen. It's trickling all the way down to grade school now.
Hmm. Yes, that's
Eliminate
right.
Eliminate prayer in any phase of religious expression in the schools on the grounds that it violates the principles of separation of church and state. Now, this was a big push that took place about 8 to 10 years ago, and now it's pretty much accepted in our society. Discredit the American founding fathers and Constitution by calling them inadequate, old-fashioned, and out of step with modern needs. And we see that happening more so today than ever before. Transfer some power of arrest from the police to social agencies.
Yeah.
Treat behavioral problems as psychiatric disorders, which no one but psychiatrists can understand. Now, that was happening during the whole defund the police movement in the 2020 riots, when they started to say that we need to send in psychiatrists instead of police officers. And then the 10th one that I'll read is to create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition. So all of these things were told to us back in 1963. We now see it is manifested in our society. So when people ask why is this happening, there it is.
They laid it out for us.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence.
And exactly like that. I was listening to someone, a preacher this morning, talking about it used to be where college kids would be cursing, and then it went down to high school, and then it went to, you know, middle school, fifth, sixth. Now you have kindergartners cursing you out.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, and that comes from the home. So
it is.
The morality has gone out the window.
I know. Well, you know, cultural norms are dictated by the adults and the adults in authority. And many of the adults are just as bad as the kids.
Yeah.
They're enabling this kind of behavior.
Well, they want to be a pal, not a parent.
Yeah. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
So what do we do?
Vote for people like me. No,
you're right about that. That's exactly why we have you on the show, and that's why we're supporting you. That's exactly what we do.
We're starting to see that as more and more of this information begins to surface, even like when you're talking about some of the the medical tyranny that took place over the last couple of years, people didn't understand. They were believing their political leaders. They were believing their doctors. They were believing the medical establishment. And we're starting to see that as the truth begins to surface, people are starting to recognize really what's happening. So it's really all about battling what's happening by speaking the truth and not being afraid to speak the truth. Don't be apologetic about speaking what you believe to be truthful and backing it with facts. And people are starting to wake up. And there's going to be a lot that just don't wake up. You can't help them. But I think that's the solution, is to just have all this information come to the surface. And the more that happens, the more they try to suppress information, the more they try to censor people, the more it's going to work in their disadvantage, because people are going to start questioning, like, well, wait a minute, why can't this world expert in such and such a profession, this medical doctor with all this experience, why can't he present the facts to me? You know?
That's right.
And we're starting to see that's really taking place. So the pendulum is swinging, and that's what I think is going to be happening when we see not a red wave, but a red tsunami on the 8th.
Right, so I think they're in for a rude awakening with your numbers, because a lot of these Democrats, black Democrats, are going to vote R. They're going to vote R because everything that they've been promised for decades and decades, over 50 years, has never come to fruition, and they're tired of the lies. And I know that many preachers, and through my experience, I have seen this, so I'm speaking firsthand, that a lot of these preachers get $10,000 to support these candidates. And the parishioners, the people who go to church, they don't know that. So they're pushing the candidate on the pulpit, and they go out and vote for the candidate that the preacher got the $10,000 from. And I know this is true.
But if you like the way things are and you like your gas prices, make sure to vote Democrat.
And if you don't, then vote Republican. Vote Dan Lux, and you'll go through the ticket ballot and R across the board.
So if you have nothing but Democrats on your ballot, just pick somebody whose name you don't know, because they're not the incumbent. Thank you, Patty.
We're going on a quick break. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
I'm Dan Lux, and I'm running for Congress in Louisiana's District 2.
85%
of the country believe we're heading in the wrong direction. Violent crime, gas prices, inflation, education, and illegal immigration are all going in the wrong direction. These are issues that impact everyone. A vote for career politician Troy Carter is a vote to continue in the wrong direction. Vote Dan Lux for Congress, and together we'll move in the right direction. I'm Dan Lux, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Daniel A. Lux Campaign Fund.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
The 33rd Annual New Orleans Film Festival, inviting guests to 6 days of in-person screenings at Second Line Stages, the Jazz Market, the Broad and Broadside, and the Britannia from November 3rd to 8th, plus a virtual cinema running from November 3rd to the 13th. Tickets and pass purchase information, film schedule, and how to watch from wherever you are at NewOrleansFilmFestival.com.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby, by his DNA, is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet, they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please, call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, a Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. Our guest here in the studio is candidate Dan Lux. Dan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's pick up where we left off.
Yeah, I have a funny little thing that came to mind as I listened to some of the spots when we talk about CRT in the schools. And I like to tell you, like, I don't mind that we actually teach CRT in the schools, provided it's my version of CRT, which is courtesy, respect, and thankfulness, which we're not teaching enough of.
Yeah, no. That's not their version, Dan.
I know. That's the only CRT they should be taught in schools.
No, they're teaching to be racist, actually.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. But you know, one of the things that we had talked about at the meeting is I like to try to kind of collaborate everything together in an acronym that I call DEMISE. And, you know, the definition of demise is the end of existence. But when I use this acronym, I'm not necessarily talking about this apocalyptic end of existence where you need to go out and build a prepper bunker. But it's the end of the rights and the freedoms that I think that we all had growing up. It's different than it is today. And the acronym that I put together for that, for demise, is division, economy, Marxism, immigration, spending, and education. And these six pillars are what are contributing to the demise of the freedoms and rights that we once had. And you can see that happening more and more, and it's just getting more and more aggressive as our society goes on. So these are the battlefronts that I think we'd like to try to fight in order to keep the country what we loved and so much about growing up. You know, the freedoms and opportunities that I just see quickly vanishing for the next generations.
And that's why we're doing what we're doing. We're fighting for them. Not so much for ourselves, but for our children and our grandchildren. So it's very important to vote. For those of you who don't vote, I strongly, strongly encourage you to vote. And when you do vote, make sure you vote Republican. You vote.
Vote when?
November 8th.
Ah, that's a week from Monday, 8 days after Halloween. Don't forget to get out and vote.
I drove by a sign today, and I took a picture of it. It was a vote online, and it had a...
Oh, no.
Well, let me correct myself. Hold on a second. Let me look at the image. Here it is. Vote early.
Vote often.
And it had this little picture. Can you see that on there? Vote early. And it had the little picture where you could scan it on your phone.
Wow.
I would like for people to vote. I know people vote early because they can't get there that date. But with all the election fraud that's going on, it's very important to vote the day of election.
Yeah.
I understand if you can't get there and it's absolutely, no way, absolutely, then, early vote. I know a lot of people early vote, but there's so much election fraud. We went out to Ascension Parish a couple of months ago, and I personally canvassed for 2 days, and I discovered 14 fraudulent votes within 38 houses, and that's one person. We had 52 people canvassing. So please come Sunday at 4 o'clock to Rock and Bowl, because Dr. Randy Ross and John Scanlon, I believe, are going to be there, and they're going to do a election integrity presentation for everyone to see exactly how there is fraud in the voting process here in Louisiana.
Does everybody know where Rock and Bowl is? Down there on South Carrollton Avenue, or is it North Carrollton Avenue? Anyway, it's on Carrollton Avenue. And is there an admission charge? Do you know?
No, but they are asking if you would donate $10.
Yeah.
So because I think there'll be some food, maybe a few drinks.
I'm going to be going to that. Are both of you going as well?
I will be there. Dave, you want to go?
I may.
Yes, Dan.
I'm definitely going to go to that.
All right. So
yeah, Rock and Bowl is always fun, just the place, even if you don't do anything.
Yes. All right.
And then one of the things we're talking about getting out to vote is a lot of people are hearing that there's going to be a red wave coming on November 8th. And I don't want people to start to become comfortable
that they
don't have to get out, because what we have to recognize is that wave is not something that you can casually jump on and ride it in, as like a luxury ride to the finish. We are the wave.
Yeah.
We're the ones that are creating it. And if we're not out there building it, there isn't going to be a wave. There's going to be a tiny little ankle slapper. So we need to get out there in masses and create the tsunami, the red tsunami, so that there are going to be instances of fraud. It's going to happen. And we just have to flood it with such an outcome that it's going to wipe out anything other than what we want to have happen, which is a genuine red wave.
It was very sad. Last year in the election for the mayor of New Orleans, the mayor claimed she got a mandate. She got 18% of the registered voters. Unfortunately, only 10% voted against her. The other 72% didn't even bother to get off their rear ends and go out to vote. So please, y'all, get off your rear end and go vote.
It's critical. We have to vote. I know more people are showing up to remove her, LaToya Cantrell, than they did to vote for her.
Yeah.
So, well, Dan, we have a little bit more time, and it's yours.
Well, is there any kind of a topic in particular that you'd like to try to talk about, or you want to talk about the district? You want to talk about?
Let's talk about the district.
Okay. Well, I think that most people are pretty well aware of the decline that's been happening over the last few years, even pre-COVID, that unfortunately every politician that is in office in District 2 is responsible for it because their track record is not improving. It continues to go down. And quite honestly, I would be ashamed if I was a politician in District 2 right now of what's happening in the city and in all the different parishes. But they're not. You're not hearing anybody asking for forgiveness for what they've done to the people in this district. They're proud. It's like they're proud of their decline, and their lack of the self-awareness, I think, is a big, big problem.
Okay, tell people where District 2 is.
District 2 contains most of Orleans Parish, not all. The way that it's been gerrymandered, there's not any clear definitive border. But it's most of Orleans, and then it crosses the river onto the West Bank, so much of Jefferson Parish. And then it stays on the west side of the river as it wraps around all the way up to Baton Rouge, crosses over around Laplace, so it includes a lot of the parishes of St. Charles and
St. John.
St. James, Assumption, you know, St. John the Baptist. Mm-hmm. And then there's two territories in Baton Rouge, East and West Baton Rouge. So it's about 780,000 people that it includes. And unfortunately, because of what's happening in Orleans, you know, about 50% of the parish of the district is Orleans. And so that's a big weight. It's like a giant anvil that's kind of pulling down not only the rest of the district, but the state itself. When you look at the surge in violent crime and carjackings that are taking place, people are avoiding the city. People are not going into the city. Even people that live in the city are not going in the city. There's 75% of the people no longer feel safe in New Orleans. But that extends outside of the district and the community itself, because New Orleans used to be number 8 in terms of destinations that people worldwide would want to visit. So that's in competition with major cities like Paris and Rome and big destinations. And we were number 8. We don't even appear on the list anymore. No. I've looked for lists. I've gone all the way up to the top 50. We don't even appear on it anymore. Mm. So in addition, we're losing all that tourist business. There used to be a huge influx of conventions that would come to this town for the culture and the spirit and the fun, and they're just not showing up anymore.
No, they're not.
And it's just the opposite. People are leaving the state. It's going in the reverse direction. We're going in the wrong direction. You know, Louisiana is ranked 25 in terms of population amongst all the other states. You know what we were ranked in terms of people leaving? Fifth.
Wow.
That's the fifth state of people leaving.
Scary.
So it's got to turn around. You know, we're going in the wrong direction. We've been going in the wrong direction for quite some time. And if we keep on voting the way that we've been voting, it's going to continue down the wrong path. We got to turn it around.
Well, that has to do with that gentrification program, too, where they go in the cities and they gentrify them. And this is like Northerners coming to the South and, you know, taking out. And it's mostly like the black areas. And then they take the homes and they remodel them. And then the whites move in. So the very thing they're accusing everyone of being, they actually are. It's destroying it. They think they're making it, you know, nicer because they remodel it, but they're taking our culture out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like a double-edged sword. You know, on one area, when you go through the gentrification process, it does bolster the economy and it improves the quality of life because the homes get better and nicer and more affluent come into the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But you lose a lot of the culture that was once there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's been communities that went from 68% black over the course of 20 years to now 68% white. It's literally flipped itself over.
You know, I don't think your skin color should matter at all. Y'all out there in radio land, you just think, do I like the way my city is going? Do I like the way my district is going? I don't care if you're black or white. Just vote for the right thing.
I agree with you. And I'm glad you raised that point, because I like to say if it's a policy that's not good for everyone, then it's not a good policy.
Right.
Right.
And oftentimes people will ask me, like, well, do you think you can represent the voter base in District 2? And I'm like, well, of course I can. What I like to look at is, you know, when they started gerrymandering all these districts, it was originally done based on ideology. It was the Democrat and the Republican, right? But now that we're seeing that the black vote, which has traditionally been 95% Democratic, over the last 10 years, it's been shifting and shifting and shifting. And there are some communities of the African-American where their 40% of it is no longer Democratic. So I would ask, are those 40% of the people that are in District 2 currently being represented? And I would say the answer is no.
That's right. Right. We're going to go on a quick break. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be right back.
I'm Dan Lux, and I'm running for Congress in Louisiana's District 2. 85% of the country believe we're heading in the wrong direction. Violent crime, gas prices, inflation, education, and illegal immigration are all going in the wrong direction. These are issues that impact everyone. A vote for career politician Troy Carter is a vote to continue in the wrong direction. Vote Dan Lux for Congress, and together we'll move in the right direction. I'm Dan Lux, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Daniel A. Lux Campaign Fund.
What? Chicken, chicken, chicken! Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on a chicken farm.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please, call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Taste of Tokyo, 10160 Jefferson Highway, River Ridge, Louisiana. Among other Japanese cuisine places to visit, this restaurant can be one of the best. Good salmon, broth, and sushi will impress you at the first bite. Taste tasty cheesecake and good ice cream to form your opinion about Taste of Tokyo. Visit this place and order delicious wine. If you enjoy great tea, you'll love Taste of Tokyo. The cozy atmosphere makes guests feel relaxed, and everyone seems to be having a good time. According to Google Review, pricing is excellent, and the staff is considered attentive and patient. I suggest trying the beef tataki, pepper tuna sashimi, Playboy roll in soy paper, and the sunshine roll. It tastes and feels like you're in Hawaii. Enjoy Taste of Tokyo on Jefferson Highway.
Oh, beautiful, far heroes proved.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We have congressional candidate Dan Lux from District 2. Well, we're hoping that you do pull this one off, because I'm telling you, if you all go out and you vote for Dan Lux, and let's do something different than what we've always done, because the same thing is happening over and over, you're going to get what you are desiring: change, real change for the better. I'm not understanding why we have to keep on beating that horse, that dead horse, and going around the same circle over and over again and getting the same result. It's time to vote Republican in District 2, no matter what your race is, no matter if you're black or white. Vote Republican so that we can bring in some different changes into that district that will work for family, the love of family, the love of country, and
okay,
yeah, what's good for what, you know?
And in addition to that, you know, more so because yes, I am Republican. I think right now the Republican ideology and policies are better for the country, but I'm also I say fresh blood because
you are
not a politician.
You're not,
and I think that there's problems on both sides of the aisle when you start getting into career politicians. And career politicians, they can really present a big problem because, you know, they'll say whatever they need to say publicly, and then behind them, everyone's back, they just do what's in their own best interest. So I'm not a politician. I'm not doing it for the power. I'm not doing it for the prestige or for the money. I really want to try to help turn this machine around because if we don't, it's going to be problematic. You know, we talked quite a bit about some of the crime issues, and I think the other big issue that's really impacting – not only the state, but District 2 is inflation. You know, we're sort of at the bottom of almost every measurable metric in education and in economy, infrastructure, opportunity, and fiscal stability. And a lot of that, you know, inflation hits the voters of this district the hardest.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have some of the disposable income that many of the blue Democratic strongholds have in areas like California. They're much more affluent voter.
Yep.
That's right.
And so inflation, I mean, it's pretty, there's one thing and one thing only that causes extended inflation of over 4%, and that's the expanding of the money supply. And,
yep.
And we have a Fed, we have a government that is just on a wild spending spree, and it's got to get reined in.
Well, you know, President Biden's plan to cancel student debt, I was reading about that today. The U.S. Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals said, hey, slow down, buddy. No, you don't. Because that would cost $0.4 trillion, $400 billion. Okay, where's that money going to come from? You and me.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Transferring the debt.
I mean, there's two things about that loan forgiveness that, I mean, one, you're seeing it's being challenged in the courts right now because I believe, as many of the courts do, that the president doesn't have the authority
to
executive order to do that. It needs to go through Congress. But on top of that, it just encourages and rewards irresponsible behavior.
Sure. Sign up for a loan, don't pay it.
Those that did work and did sacrifice to make their timely payments. You know, I have two children. Neither one of them went to college. They both are entrepreneurs. They started their own business. One went into real estate investing. The other one started his own construction company. They work 7 days a week, you know, 10, 12 hours a day. Why should they have to pay for somebody else to go to school?
Preach it, brother.
That's right.
You know? So it's just unfair. It's un-American. I just don't like it at all. To me, it's just pandering for votes.
Yeah. Dan, where can our listeners go to support you?
Well, I have a website. It's www.votedelux.com, D-L-U-X.com. And the best way to support me is to really get the message out. I think people need to know that there's options in this election cycle. And if there's anyone that likes to support me financially, it's donations can be made on my website, and that would be so appreciative.
Okay.
But that's where you can find me.
I'll put a link to you on
and then
website.
Come out Sunday to Rock and Bowl, and you can meet Dan Lux yourself and talk to him a little further in person. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I love to just talk to people and find out what their concerns are. It's almost like a hobby.
Well, Dan, we thank you so much. We appreciate you, and we will be praying for you. Number one, and I'll be voting for you.
What time is the Rock and Bowl?
It's 4 to 6 or 4 to 7. I'm not sure. Rock and Bowl. I know it starts at 4.
Yeah. Be there.
That's right. All right, Dan. We're going to go, and we thank you so much. We appreciate this. This is Dan Lux. And
thank you so much for having me on your show.
That website one more time.
It's www.votesdelux.com.
But not D-E-L-U-X-E, just D-L-U-X.
Perfect.
D-L-U-X. Yeah. D-L-U-X.
All right. Correct.
You ought to register the other one, too.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And we have a few more minutes. Dave, what do you have?
Well, I just wanted speculate. How many industries have there ever been in the history of America that were legislated out of existence? I don't know of any. But there's such a push right now to legislate out of existence gasoline-powered vehicles. This is unprecedented. And I think that the people that are saying, oh, no, we need to get rid of all the gas-powered vehicles, how are they getting around? Do they get in their electric jets, electric planes, and fly across the country? Uh-oh, wait, my battery's getting a little low. Ah, crash. Now, why is it? It's like an animal farm. Some animals, all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. The ones making the rules saying the rest of us are not supposed to use gasoline-powered vehicles or diesel vehicles, they're driving around just fine in their gas and diesel-powered
exactly.
vehicles.
Exactly. Yes, yeah. They're not going to get rid of them. They're going to continue. So next week, our show is going to be on election.
Oh, yeah.
And the election. And we want to share with you this sample ballot. So can you put that up there so everybody can see? Oh, turn it around. No, Dave.
Well, there it
Thank
is.
You very much, sir.
Where's that from?
And Schlegel's the one who. Can you show the ballot a little over to your left? No, you're right.
The other side? I don't know. The
you're
other
right.
left, the other right.
To my right. See where she's got all the check marks?
He's still not showing it. There we go. I can see it a little better now. That's how I read this. I spent a lot of time going through this. And those are check marks, yes and no, for the amendments. You will see that there is some trickery going on, especially in Amendment 7, where they mention the word slavery, which is a hot topic, a hot word. And if you even talk about it, you're a racist. But they're trying to switch the wording. So for Amendment 7, it's a big no for me. I like transparency. I want to know that exactly what it reads is exactly what's going to happen. And the way they want it to, the way it's written now, it says that, you know, they're just going to change the wording and it's supposed to be mean the same thing, but it doesn't. I mean, it's just that liberal way of doing things when they change words so they don't offend you. I like transparency. So next week we're going to go through these amendments. Eight amendments, and then there are three more amendments. Okay, so it'll be eight and then 1, 2, 3. And we'll tell you how we voted, and this should help you.
Well, I'm also going to put a link on libertyorlockdown.live saying where you can find out specifically about your precinct, your ward, and so forth at the Louisiana Secretary of State office. I'll put a link up there so you can find it.
Okay, perfect. And how much time we have? We're almost done. We have 1 minute left. So go to Dan Lux's site and donate if you can. And we'll see you Sunday at
Rock and Bowl. Be there.
The Lord bless you all, and we'll see you next week.
Next to you and defend her still today, because there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York too.
Beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m., only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones. I'm back with the Louisiana Jones Gumball Hour from 11 to 12 noon every Saturday, WGSO 990 AM, as well as WGSO.com. Please join us.
The best place for cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana is the John Mason Show, every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, broadcasting live from the heart of New Orleans, Louisiana.
On defense, but there are some opportunities for some turnovers, and you just hope those turnovers come in Southern Miss territory, because these are both going to be very good defenses that each offense for each team is going to face. And then look, like I said earlier, we talked about special teams. Their kicker, number 40, 9 of 10 on field goals, very accurate, and 19 of 19 on